بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلاة وسلاما على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا ونبينا محمد بن عبد الله الصادق الأمين. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا، ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. صدق الله العظيم. Respected listeners, brother and sister in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And أهلا وسهلا and welcome to our weekly program. First of all, we ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, may Allah Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala fill the qabr of our marhumeen with nur and mercy. Allahumma ghafir lahum, warhamhum, wasakinhum fil jannah. And we ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, may Allah grant shifa to all our brothers and mothers, and may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala make it easy for our Muslim brothers and children in Palestine and Gaza and each and every part of the world. May Allah be with the Muslim, inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, once again we welcome you to our program, and we remind you that our program is live program. For any inquiry, you're most welcome to SMS me on 072-144-0717. So you can WhatsApp me on 072-144-0717, and I'd like to thank and say shukran for all our listeners, those who are always listening to our program. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala use us to serve His deen. And may Allah bring peace and security to each and every part of the Muslim Ummah, inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, I know every week when we come, we discuss something. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala pushed us through some people to talk about something else. Then again, we're having that a very painful message from our respected mother. She said, Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh, please, can you recommend any wazifa or dhikr to remove such a bad attitude? My son broke ties with for his wife. He does not want to speak to me or respond to my text or call. I am pieces. I cry to Allah to give him hidayat after every salah. It's been 6 months now. I am a widow living on my own. And he doesn't care whether I am dead or alive. He doesn't want his children to come and visit. I must be a very bad person that my son, child, don't want to have anything to do with me. It's very painful SMS when we see mothers after that long journey of tarbiyah, bringing up the children, and then because of one lady, or because of one daughter-in-law, Allah give them hidayah, that boy, he prefer his wife, and he decided to take the side of his wife and leave the mother with such feeling like that. I don't know, I don't want to give a bad picture of the Muslim Ummah on radio, and I wish that to discuss that privately. But I want to ask my listeners to make dua that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant our children hidayah, to understand that any inconvenience, or any pain, or any abuse of the right of the parents takes his ibadah away and brings the anger of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. I know we got some funny parents, and we got some people also, they push the children to do such act like this, but by the end of the day, there is Sharia there, and there is a command of Allah to respect and to give the right of your mother. And وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانَا صَغِيرًا. So, inshallah, we ask all our listeners to make dua that Allah give this son hidayah to quickly gain his Jannah in the life of this woman. I know we love our wives and the children, but deen, the sharia, the hisab on the day of qiyamah will be based on the decision of the mother or that feeling of the mother. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant our sons and daughters hidayah to understand that to take care of the parents, it also deen. It is deen, and uququl walidain is from the seven mubiqat, from the seven heavy sin or major sin in this life. And the system of Allah comes on that person before he died. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will punish the zalim and the aaq, the one who got a problem with his parents, in his lifetime and also in the day of qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from any type of anger of our parents. Ya Allah, save us from the hisab of the parents in the day of qiyamah, inshallah. Once again, we ask dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And our mothers is asking wazifa or dhikr or anything. The greatest wazifa ma, the greatest dhikr and the dua, if you want ta'awiz, if you want the solution, forgive this boy. Please, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward you for all your sacrifice, for all your khidmah. May Allah reward you for that sabr. Ma, ummi, respected sister, please forgive this boy. Don't let yourself become the means for that boy to go to Jahannam. And I have no time today to tell you about how many people got that pain, but I know the heart of the mother. Always reconcile and always give maaf, and leave that boy for the taqdeer of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and forgive him. Just make sabr, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will reward you for the sabr. You did make sabr, and you did bring up the children. So what you need from them, they need your dua, they need your blessing. Actually, the mother needs only the love of the child, but the child needs the dua of the mother. So my respected mother, please, please, the best dhikr you can do, just to leave this boy alone and make dua that Allah give hidayah. And that's all. We respond to the request of our respected brother, that Muhammad from Johannesburg, and shukran jazilan that you always listening to Radio Islam, and may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward you for all your khidmat of deen al-Islam. And I do believe that you got so many people like you. They are not sheikh, they are not maulana, but they serving deen al-Islam better than us. So may Allah reward you for that. And I want to tell you that our topic today, it was about the food, how to feed people. And the greatest ibadah, as the Anbiya took that secret of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in this dunya, when you feed the hungry. Ta'am, the food, the akal, is a ni'mat from Allah. And also jaza, a reward in akhirah. You will eat in Jannah. So when you feed the stomach, when you feed the hungry person, Muslim or not Muslim, good or bad, young or old, or rich or poor, that is called the greatest sadaqah. And read about Nabi Ibrahim a.s. what was his major a'mal and khidmat, just feed. And Nabi Muhammad s.a.w. and Khadija radiallahu anha and Sayyidina Uthman, and they got so many cases in the history of Islam, knowing that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will ask the people of Jahannam, ما سلككم في سقر. Why you are here in Jahannam, it's called Saqar. قالوا, they will say, لم نكو من المصلين. We are not used to make salah. But after that, ولم نكو نطعم المسكين. And we are not used to feed the needy. So look at this one here. Worshipping Allah, feeding the people. There is nothing else. Pray to Allah, salah, and feed the hungry person. So sometimes that thing is called animal or birds or human being. Asdaq is su'al, the most truthful su'al and begging, when the person look at you with the eyes of hunger and need to eat and to fill his stomach. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward you for this ibadah. May Allah increase that habit in the eyes of the ummah to believe that when you make food and give it to the needy and hungry, we don't ask, when the hungry person come to us, we don't ask about his religion, his status, rich or poor. Give the hungry person food, the ibadah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has said in Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين. Have you not seen the one who disbelieve in deen of Islam? Allah is asking me and you to find out who's that one who deny and disbelieve the deen of Islam. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala replied and answered, فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمِ. Indeed, those people who violating and insulting and harshly treat the yatim, the orphan. And then, after yatim, what happened? وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ. And he does not encourage other to feed the needy. So if you don't have food, you're not free yet. You must encourage those who got food to feed the people. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the greatest ibadah to give food, and the thawab and reward in Jannah, you will eat the ta'am and the food. And we see in many cases you got it, it's a pleasure and ibadah together. It's a pleasure and ibadah. It was a means of tawbah to give people food. So now our topic about this food, we direct to the sinner, which all of us, we are sinner. How to reconcile with Allah when you give food? How you give sadaqah jariyah to your marhumin? Give food. Kafara, ta'am al-ta'am. When you break your fast on Ramadan, you feed the needy. When you do this, qasam, you feed ta'am al-ta'am. The first ibadah, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged the people of Medina. He said, Ya Rasulallah, mal Islam? What is Islam? He said, Tibul kalam, a good word you speak about. And then, wa ta'am al-ta'am, feed and give food to the people. And I think our grandmothers and our elderly people, they understood this ibadah better than us, because the kitchen is open for the people, our grandmother's food, and their life was to make food and give the people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the ibadah, inshallah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala spoke about the greatest ibadah in this dunya, أو إطعام في يوم ذي مسغبة. So you feed people in a day which the day of starvation or the day of need of food. And I think you agree with me that our time now, the food is very expensive, very costly to eat. So what is the greatest ibadah when you feed people on such days like that, with a lot of hardship for the people to buy food or to enjoy food? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the food of Jannah. May Allah accept the ta'am al-ta'am in our life. Inside. The secret of life. Quran is the food of the soul, and food is the food of the body. But unfortunately, the enemy of Islam, they make a system nowadays, they call it industry of hunger, policy of hunger. They make the food very expensive. People are working just to eat. And they make us scared that we will get hungry, or we have fear of hunger. And Deen al-Islam is the Sharia, is ajib, is very, very amazed Sharia. Spoke about everything. Medicine, economy, trading, qabr, food, family ties. It's ajib. Sharia to Islam spoke about something, it's called ihtikar. Ihtikar, when you hide the item till the price goes up, especially the food. So ihtikar is a sin, to stall or to hide the item or the crops till the time of crisis and you come and sell it, which is not allowed in Islam. And then we know that food, you got a strange sharia. There is a chapter in Kitab al-Fiqh, it's called At-Ta'am. If the ta'am, about halal and haram, and how much food you can eat. And if the halal food you eat so much and make you sick, what about the haram one you eat so much? Make you what? Actually, you eat in your stomach fire. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was warning me and you to eat while you are full. And he said, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ لَا نَأْكُلْ حَتَّى نَجُوعُ وَإِذَا أَكَلْنَا لَا نَشْبَعُ. We are people eat when we are hungry. And when we start to eat, we don't get full. We eat when we are hungry to appreciate the food. And when we eat, we don't get it full to get hungry again and to appreciate again. Our children nowadays, they complain food because they are eating food on top of food, or actually they are not hungry. The whole day in the school, on the eating sweet and fruit and all that, and they start to complain. And we know that Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke about the stomach is the home of sickness, and asked the doctor, half of prescription of the doctors nowadays, stop eating, stop eating, stop drinking, stop eating. More than the medicine. Because Allah spoke about that, and is talking about wasatiyah, the moderation. Brother and sister in Islam, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about food, and he said, Hasbu ibn Adam luqaymat, it's enough and sufficient for son of Adam, few type of or pieces of food, or small bite of food. Yuqimna sulba, so that you can have energy to walk and move. And then, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala spoke about the food, we have to eat it hani'an mari'a. Eat it tasty and beneficial. Tasty and beneficial. When you go for takeaway, it's very tasty, but it's not healthy. When you go to the hospital, you eat that food in the hospital, very healthy, but it's not tasty. And I don't want to praise our mothers, but it happened. Since we left the home of our mothers and the food of our mothers, we don't have that honey and maria. Not that person who always complains and says, I don't know, the food of my wife is totally different than the food of my mother or my sister-in-law or some other ladies. There is a secret of Allah on that type of preparation of food. The recipe. Recipe done by the heart of the women. You find, you go to the simple people, they got a small orange, you got a small type of food, and you enjoy that food is like a very honey and maria. You go to the restaurant, you spend a thousand of a friend, and then you come out sick, or you're not full enough, or you're not enjoying. There's no honey and maria. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant barakah on our food, inshallah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, feed the people is the greatest ibadah. Anyone who play with the food of the ummah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will prepare for him a musiba on his business. So never ever try to play with the price of the food and causing hunger, killing people. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when the people stopped paying zakat, he set up an army. So they ask him, oh Umar, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr, you never set an army for those who don't make salah? For those who didn't go for Hajj, why for zakat? He said, because once the person stop paying zakat, people will die. There is a stomach hungry, waiting for this zakat and waiting for this food. It's the haqq of Allah and the haqq of the needy. وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described that zakat as the haqq of that empty stomach. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all those who pay the zakat. And may Allah grant barakah for those who receive that zakat. It's your haqq. Proudly receive your zakat and take it. Brothers and sisters in Islam, jua, the hunger, it is a punishment of Allah and it's a test of Allah. They call jua is kufr. Hunger is kufr. And then we see some people that complaining the food. He said, no, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never ever complain any type of food. And even when you eat the food and you enjoy, you must understand that it is a gift from Allah. Allah gave it to you. So, brother and sister in Islam, let us implement that ibadah and that sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ifsha wa salam wa at'am wa ta'am. Greeting one another and feeding one another. Unfortunately, nowadays, if you want to invite someone, oh, you need to prepare before it 1 month. In our time, when we were young, the visitor, they never even call, or they don't know who's coming. And that old lady, she doesn't go to the mall, and there was no mall that time. I don't know from where that lady get a nice walima there. She goes there in the backyard and pick up the chicken. And then you got rice, and you got milk, and you got the tasty honey and Marie, and this lady is not working. There's nothing in the house, I don't know from this, from where this old lady prepared the food, and everyone, children, grandchildren, daughter-in-law, aunties, sister-in-law, neighbors, they come and eat, and you don't know from where this lady, it's a miracle, it's a barakah. Nowadays, our wife, Allah give them hidayah. You just invite two. You go to the mall or the supermarket, you buy it like you are making Eidi or Qurbani. Can't you do it from the house? He said, no, no, nothing, nothing. But the fridge is full. And this lady, you ask your wife nowadays, make tea. Oh, it's like a big job. It's easy to go for Hajj, not to make tea. I know. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant our wives sabr and ajr. Brother and sister in Islam, let us go back to our root, our ibadah. Feed people. And now you go and you hire the person and say, you're going to clean my garden? Yeah, with lunch or without lunch? Ya Allah, how come you say like that? No, 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 yeah, I must give you food or you bring your own food. Don't ask this question because food is a ma'roof, is a ni'mat from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. On top of that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned me and you, do not eat food as a shahwa, as a desire. We eat food to survive. Brother and sister in Islam, your meal will decide how is your Salatul Fajr. Your supper will tell you how you react on Adhan al-Fajr and Salatul Tahajjud. How many wajbah, how many meal let you forget Salatul Fajr and don't have the taste of Tahajjud. That's why Anbiya, we practice fasting. Fasting so that we can gain the ibadah and tahajjud. Unfortunately, nowadays the children, they eat it as a desire. Desire, you get used to it. And then come and see the weekend, if the father or mother, he said, no, this weekend I don't buy anything, pizza or takeaway. No, today mommy will make food. Look at the face of the children. And look at the reaction of even elderly people. They pass the takeaway shop and the smell is like there is zamzam there. How come you say like that? While Allah tabarak wa ta'ala warned me and you, do not admire your shahwa because you will get used to it. And then Sayyidina Umar al-Khattab used to fight these people who worship his food desire. That person is running. Sayyidina Umar al-Khattab said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to borrow money. For what? To buy meat. Why? He said, Ishtahaituha. I admire it now. I lust for it now. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab hit that person and told him, go home. Awa kullama ishtahaita ishtarait. Woe to you. Whenever you lust for it, you go buy for it. Let's teach our children like that. You can't make that ibadah like this. If there's no meat or there's no dal on Friday, it's a musibah. Or the husband, he got his timetable. Break that timetable, accept the ni'mat of Allah, and say, Alhamdulillah, that we have something on our table. Brother and sister in Islam, again I'm warning, do not let your food become like a sexual desire. People lost their job because of that zina. People lost their izzah because of zina. Lost their jannah because of zina. Now, many people still because of the food, they give false witness because of invitation and food. Bribery nowadays is some musa and food and chicken. The people don't want money anymore. Brother and sister in Islam, if you have that desire of food, very hard to give up and to make tawbah, till Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah save you, will give you sickness and then you stop by force. Many people for food, they are very arrogant. They say, no, I don't eat that. Why? Sign of Qiyamah, that people will get different plate and dishes on the table. The mother make many type of food because Muhammad doesn't eat this, Fatima eat that, doesn't eat fish, this one eat a chicken, this one eat mutton. What is that? Mother made a mistake when she allowed the children to lust for the food or to demand for the food. In our time, whatever come, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward all our listeners of Radio Islam, those who trust me when we give them a sunnatun Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brother and sister in Islam, never ever let the food become your shahwa. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that inna ibadallah laysu bil mutana'imin. Indeed, the true worshipper of Allah is not the one who, I don't know, mutana'imin, Hafiz Bilal can help me. Mutana'imin, we call him a cheese boy. He drinks certain drink, eats certain food, dress certain clothes, and sleep in certain places. No, 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 no. You must love and enjoy whatever is available. It is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to love as the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Short break, we'll continue after the break.
Dua when leaving masjid.
Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik.
O Allah, verily, I seek from you your bounty.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. On the authority of Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if people were to be given just by claiming, then men could claim the fortunes and lives of others. But the claimant must have proof, and the one who denies must take an oath. Related by Al-Bayhaqi.
Devlin Cash & Carry. We are wholesalers of groceries and household products. For all your business and household needs, trust us for the best deals in the market. Devlin Cash & Carry. The place where you pay less and always get more. Corner Klepkas and Piston Road, Devlin. Contact us on 011-989-8800.
Sedges, situated in Vereeniging, your one-stop family shop. Get up to 35% off youthful, casual and kiddies branded clothing for the lovers of functional art. Try our Carol Boys range. Look in our exquisite furniture and linen department. Tasteful furniture, decor and advice to matching linen and curtains. Treat yourself to the beauty of designer jewelry, watches, sunglasses and formal wear to suit your taste. Sedges, your original family store where personal service is guaranteed.
Discover the Africa of your dreams. Relax beneath her serene sunsets and explore wildlife at its natural best. It's where the pride of Africa comes together. The Kwantu Private Game Reserve. Get to know the Big Five or cruise on an elephant safari game drive and enjoy world-class halal cuisine while we pamper you during your five-star stay. For reservations, call now on 042-203-1400 or visit kwantu.co.za.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan. Welcome back to our program, brother and sister in Islam. Shukran jazilan that you're tuning to our program. I'd like to thank our respected brother Faisal from Lineage, the one who tried to call me. We are live on air. Inshallah, you can SMS me. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to practice the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah reward each and everyone who make sacrifice and qurban in his life for the pleasure of Allah. May Allah reward our mothers and fathers, and those who spend their life just to help and assess the ummah, inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, before the break I was talking about that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dislikes certain style of life. It's called irfa, very luxurious life. And you see the people that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did say, ikhshawshinu fa'inna ni'mata la tadum. So experience that rough life, so that the ni'mah can't last forever. That happy life can't last forever. Ask the children when they marry on certain level, lower than their level, and ask the daughters and the girls they run away from the husband because, say, my daddy was not like this, and my father's house was not like that. Let our children experience the both life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us and give us easy life. See the people on Hajj. If the aircon just stop, they swear the travel agent, they want to fight. If the food just a little bit cold, is that type of Hajj like this? When we went for Hajj, we see some people here complain the food and complain the aircon and complain, say, ah, Sheikh, are you going there for holiday or to experience that hardship and that jihad of the women? That's why we say to our children, you must experience the hard life. And I don't know, there is some non-Muslim, they practicing this hadith. They go for something that's called adventure or safari. They don't have any luxurious thing with them. They catch fish from the river and they bry it there or straight on the fire. They sleep there on a sleeping bag, stay for 3 days. I say, these people here, what are they doing there? They're living like a nomad and the farmers. They say, no, we enjoy that because they call it back to nature. Go to your mother's style. And we have to teach our children this one. One day I was, we tell the child, come sit down. He said, no, I can't. I can't sit on the floor. La hawla. He's sitting on the floor is like you're punishing him. So, no, I want to sit there on a chair. Eat with your hand. He said, no, I can't. So, what about if, okay, leave the Islamic rules and all that. What about if really the situation needs that boy to eat with his hand? So he said, no, I can't. All right, he needs certain toilet paper and a certain toiletry on the bathroom. What about if he's in the road, he needs to do it? So, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for many years ago, 1400 years ago, he said, ikhshaw shinu, experience the rough life, because sometimes that luxurious life, la tadum, it doesn't last long. And you ask people, they got stressed because he used to spend so much money a month, but now because of his business down, or his he lost his job, or he's in pension, look at his feeling, he doesn't accept. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, he gave all his money and his wealth lillah, and never affect him. They say, a real Muslim, لا يتغير قلبه بتغير حاله. His heart doesn't change if his condition change. He will spend if in prosperity or in difficulties, he will be generous in any condition. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to understand the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding that manner of food. And Allah describing the kuffar, ذَرْهُمْ يَأْكُلُوا, let them eat, وَيَتَمَتَّعُوا, and they enjoy, they have a pleasure, وَيُلْهِهُمُ الْأَمَلُ, and let the amal occupy them, the hope, they got the false hope, to keep them busy and make them heedless, to make them unaware. So, kuffar, they eat and enjoy and rely on a false hope, فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ, they will recognize it, they will learn about it soon or later. وَيُلْهِهُمُ الْأَمَلُ, the big musibah if the Muslim try to practice that one. Keep false hope. False hope, it was a sign of Israelites, the people of the book. They say, سَيُغْفَرُ لَنَا, Allah will forgive. Like they say, Jesus will do this and that. But they don't have any act to help or to prove to have that. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab used to say, I hate this word, it's called hob, because it delay tawbah. Now the lady said, make hajj, inshallah, hopefully in the coming year. Make hajj, make hajj. She said, next time, inshallah. Oh no, after my son will marry, after we buy this house, we buy this car, and then the lady gets sick. And khalas, lost that grant from Allah, she will be questioned about it. So, the musibah of the ummah, the big calamity of the ummah, when they have that false hope. You know what is false hope in my simple English? You expect happy life with no means. You're not working and saying, I'll get a lot of money. How come? Where's the proof? Oh, inshallah, I will buy aeroplane. How? Hopefully. Hopefully without what? It's good to have hope, but you have to prove it with asbab, the means of Allah. And he said, Al-amalu biduni amal, hope without work is talassus, is illusion, robbery. is a fake hope. Even the Surah Kahf, the boys of Garden, what happened for that boy of Garden? He said, "Ma adhunnu an tabida hadhihi abada." I don't believe that this garden can be perished. It's so thick garden, nice tree. Every year, the father used to pick up that crops and fruit. And according the book, they say that will never ever that garden get an end. Like many people say, I got business, can be enough for me and my sons and my grandson. No, ma adhunnu an tabida hadhihi abada. I don't believe that this thing can go away. All right, it's your business and you say so. And then what he said, this boy, the boy of the garden, وَمَا أَظُنُّ أَسَّاعَةُ قَائِمًا. And I don't believe even that Qiyamah will come. What? Why you say Qiyamah? Some Muslims, they say, I won't die now. I won't die now, not now. Delay the time, or disbelieve on time. And this another one who said, وَإِنْ رُدِدْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي. If I return back to my Lord, this man is saying, لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا. So I will find better than it in return. Yeah, like Fir'aun. Fir'aun, he said, when you bury me, put all my gold and jewelry and all that stuff, because in the day of Qiyamah I will use it. Now the Egyptian use it, not him. And they take his body and make it for show. They hire his body for expression. Oh, may Allah make it easy. And I think many of us like that. I'm still young. I got a lot of money. Go and be finished. You must be realistic. You must be practical and say, everything you take from it will get finished, sooner or later. Okay, your money won't finish, but your life will be finished. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ. Let them eat and enjoy. فَسَوْفَ. They will realize it. Soon in dunya, or later in akhirah. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala spoke about such people like us. May Allah save us from that. ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً. Allah give example of the city, community, a village, a group of people. كَانَتْ آمِنَةً. Was very secure. Everything is guaranteed. Everything got insurance. Food is there, security is there, everything. Mutma'inna. What is mutma'inna? Has no worry and stress about the future. Amina, about the current time, the present time. Mutma'inna, in the future. No worry. Half of our worry, because what I'm going to do if I die? What I'm going to do if I lose my job? What I'm going to do if I get sick? You know that it's called stress and depression and worry about the future. Ya yatuhan nafsul mutma'inna. What is mutma'inna? You worry about akhirah. So Allah said, no, nafs, you are mutma'inna. Don't worry about that barzakh, qabr and akhirah. Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyat. You see, I'm just explaining what is mutma'inna. And then this village, that community, that group of people, ya'tiha rizquha ragada. The food for this village, or that rizq, provision of that village, comes abundantly, easy, very easy. You got some country, all the crops and all the fruit and all the prices of food is very available. Everyone can go and buy what he wants. Ragada, easy, enough, min kulli makan, from everywhere, from like Makkah nowadays. You go Makkah and you enter the supermarket, you find the food of the whole dunya is there. All the food is in Makkah. فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. And then, this village, or that community, or this group of people, or this family, or that person, deny, become ungrateful to the ni'mat of Allah. He did not appreciate the ni'mat of Allah. He misused the money. He used the money against Allah. Use the money on haram. He hold the money, don't want to spend and give the needy. Doesn't want to pay his zakat. There is some sort of kufr happening in his life. فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. Some of Asirin said, ni'matullah, he denies sharia. Don't want to give inheritance according sharia. Oh, ni'matullah is Rasulullah's sunnah. He doesn't want to practice the sunnah. He took the money and ni'mat of Allah and buy the haram stuff. Doesn't make shukr to Allah and he say, no, I got that money because of my juhd, because of my effort, because of my work. So, فَكَفُرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. If you don't appreciate, if you don't refer that ni'mah to Allah, you must make shukr, and we call it practical shukr. Shukr, it means physical shukr. You take out sadaqah and you give. And then, what happened? What is the punishment for that community and that village? فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهِ. Allah will let that community or that village or that group of people or that person taste, because the taste is the only senses that doesn't go away. You can lose your eyesight, you can lose your hearing, but this taste. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, what let that, how he let this group of people taste what? Libas, a garment. Libas, the garment, the cloak, the clothes. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this ayah, describing that punishment, it goes to each and every cells of your body. So the hunger, libas al-jua, each and every part of your body is hungry. And look at the hungry person, very angry, sometimes eat haram, sometimes lost his iman and sabr. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بِئْصَ الضَّجِيعُ الْجُوعُ. What a bad sleeping when you sleep hungry. I don't know how you sleep. Look at the face of that person and his action. Oh, his way of sleeping, the hungry person. And look at the way he walk on the street and begging people. Even the animal, you can see the cat who is hungry, or the chicken, or the animal, or the dog. لِبَاسَ الْجُوعُ. So the first punishment for those who don't appreciate the ni'mat of Allah, Allah will let them hungry. You know what is hunger here? You eat, you won't appreciate, you won't get satisfied, and you need to buy more and more and more. لباس الجوع والخوف. And fear. Not hungry. Look at the face of the scared person or frightened person. Look at him. And I think all of us nowadays, we are wearing that garment of fear. Fear of war, fear of sickness, fear, you know, got so many fear. That's why many people running for this insurance, what, like this, they want to try to get a fake safety. You say, wallahi, those people who got insurance, they got this and that, also they commit a suicide. In a very modern country, in advanced countries, they got a high rate of suicide more than the poor community. Why? But these people who got medical aid and they got insurance, they got what, no, there is some punishment of Allah. It's called fear. لباس الجوع والخوف. Why? بما كانوا يصنعون. Because of what he used to do in their life. Extravagance, wasting, zina because of that money, stopping zakat, blocking the sharia of Allah, rich people, just stand against Allah's sharia, or he want to make his own sharia. Brothers and sisters in Islam, what I'm trying to say, food is the main issue in the life of the Muslim. There is a sharia for food, there is a sunan for food, there is rules for food, and be careful of full stomach. Be careful of full stomach. Once you have a full stomach, you will miss, as Imam al-Ghazali said, you will miss the sweetness of munajat, the dua. You will never have a good mood of dua. You won't have that spirit of dua. And then also you will never have mercy to the creation of Allah. Isa alayhi salam, he said, I will fast one day and I break one day. Yusuf alayhi salam said, I will fast one day and I break on another day to remember the hungry people. Because the person who got a full stomach, he doesn't feel the other people what the meaning of hunger. He thinks that everyone is full or is happy. Like that rich man, the poor man told him, Assalamu alaikum Sheikh, I don't have a bread at home. He said, oh, go buy cake and buy the baji, or I don't know what to do, go buy something, biscuit. You know, this man don't understand the su'al. I don't have bread, so how am I going to buy cake and sweet and all that? Yahya alayhi salam, Nabi Yahya alayhi salam, he met Shaitan one day and tell him, hey, enemy of Allah, give me a word, say something. He say, Yahya, eat more, you will lose the ibadah. You will lose the ibadah. When you eat more, you will become lazy for ibadah. Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam said, I will never fill my stomach. And Shaitan said, I will never advise people after that. Ummat al-Islam, increasing food, you become away, or you go away from the taqwa and tasawwuf and hidayah. Hungry people and full people, also in a problem. Hungry people stand by the door of the mosque, and failing people and the full people, they go to hospital and pass through. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the nifaq because of food. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to avoid that waste of food. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us, inshallah. Another thing, I'd like to thank our respected listener, the one who always listening to our program, and he asked me a fatwa. I tell him, no, I'm not a mufti, my friend. You can go to Madrasa Zakaria or any mufti, and you take it written from the mufti, especially in that case of talaq. The divorce is not, you can't get it on the radio, or you get it from any person. You have to go in front of the mufti, speak his language, explain fi Allah in your kalam. Don't try to assimilate and draw the feeling of the mufti to give you the answer for your side. It's a very risky sual and mas'ala. Be honest, because many people, they cheat the mufti, and the mufti say something, they did not mean it, or he does not catch the story full, and these people live on haram forever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us, and may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward you. Last request from our brother. Last request from our brother. That no one born alim, no one born scholar of Islam. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, innama al-ilmu bit-ta'allum. Knowledge come because of studying, learning. وَإِنَّمَا الْحِلْمُ بِالتَّحَلُّمْ. And tolerance, also by practicing. You see this boy before married, he got a short temper. His brother cry or leave the room and go to the other room or he fight. But after nikah, the wife give him hard time, he is happy. His children cry all night, and he's holding the baby all night. Why? It's experience, my friend. So, no one born alim, you study, you try to learn, you try to mix with the ulama, read a lot and study a lot. Alhamdulillah, we got so many ways nowadays to learn, but be careful of the internet. Internet is not a sheikh. You know, they tell me the boys in madrasa, Maulana Google, I don't know what they call him. That Google, I don't know him. I don't know if he's a Muslim or kuffar, the one who gave me that website or the one who say on the website. For certain fatwa, certain knowledge, we must go to a human mufti, not the internet one, computer one. Because, you know, even the kitab is not the mufti. You need to be in front of the person who chat with you and to can get this one. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to learn and to improve and to develop our knowledge, inshallah. All those, not only knowledge, anything, by practicing, you will gain it, inshallah. May Allah make it easy for us, inshallah. And shukran for all our brother. And I got one. This one we leave it for next week because it's so long. The Jado and Jinn. Again, I don't know South African guys why they give us a hard time like this. You know how many times we spoke about that on Radio Islam? That Jinn. She said there is a voice there, a noise on the room down there. And this lady, I don't know if this lady something wrong on her head or what. She tell the children, yes, I heard. Even if you heard that noise, you can't frighten your children, innocent children like this. You must keep quiet. I don't know. I don't know. South African guys are very educated, very intelligent. But when we come to that issue, everyone become like a desert guys, they uneducated people. And I want to tell you something for our respected sister who sent that SMS. Can you tell your husband, I marry you because of Jado and Jinn? Will he be happy? Oh, you tell the customer, you know what, you're coming to my shop not because of you, because the jinn brought you here. Can you say like that? Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about sihr, spoke about that witchcraft, spoke about those people who draw the attention of the ummah from the wakkul ala Allah to the creation of Allah. Sihr and black magic and jadu, it's from the seven major sin. And if you read about how heavy punishment Sharia gave that person who committed that, you will understand that how serious this one. You can't tell the person, I make jadu for you so that you marry me or you agree to sell your house or to become a partner in business. He won't be happy. That's why we said to the brother in Islam, please try to let the people make tawakkal to Allah. I put full trust on Allah. And don't forget, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Mal'oonun man sahara aw suhira lah. Curse for those who make jadu, who ask people to make jadu for him. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala save us from that major sin, one of as-sab'ul mubiqat. As-sab'ul, seven terrible sin, you die with it, you halik, you will be perished in the jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala increase our knowledge. And on behalf of Hafiz Bilal and Brother Mohsin and all our friends here on Radio Islam in Johannesburg, we say shukran jazilan that you're tuning to our program on Sunday. Jazakumullahu khair jaza. I'd like to thank all our hujjaj, those our African brother from Soweto, that all our brothers, Haji Aslam, Haji Yahya, and all our friends, 12 brothers from Soweto went for Hajj. I'm very proud of you. I wish to meet you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite the heart of the ummah through this ibadah of Hajj. Hajj Mabrur. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send more African plagues, brothers and sisters, to make Hajj, inshallah. Till we see you, inshallah, next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.